Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia is about to launch a new strategy for tackling the open-air drug market in Kensington. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Wellness Court will operate every Wednesday beginning this week for people charged with low-level drug offenses. Police will issue a summary offense, which will be referred to the new court. After a health assessment and a check on bench warrants, a judge can approve diversion with treatment and other services. Those who successfully complete the program will have their record expunged. Chief Public Safety Officer Adam Gear says it's a way to address community concerns humanely.
We can treat those folks with dignity and decency, and we can also continue to reinforce that the community deserves to be delivered from the trauma of living in an open-air drug market.
Mayor Sherelle Parker says the situation in Kensington was allowed to go on far too long with a kind of magical thinking.
Let's just hope that if I close my eyes real tight, it would just go away.
Parker says she expects the bumps that come with any new program, but the status quo is unacceptable. The New Jersey man accused of shooting his girlfriend in a hotel room in Bensalem is charged with criminal homicide in Bucks County. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth tells us that man remains in custody in New Jersey after allegedly going on a shooting spree, but is expected to be brought back to Bucks County to face the murder charge.
According to charging documents filed in Bucks County, 51-year-old Orenthia Upshur admitted to shooting 49-year-old Maisha Kuhn last week in a room at the Sleep Inn on Street Road in Bensalem. Those documents say Upshur told police he had his mind made up when he picked up Kuhn to take her to the hotel, saying he told her it was going to end tonight. Upshur is quoted in the affidavit of probable cause as saying, "Never in my life did I think I would be the one to be her demise." Upshur remains in custody in New Jersey after he was arrested in Trenton early last Wednesday morning. Police there say he fired several shots on the street near Parkside Avenue and Oak Lane, then more shots after he forced his way into a home. No one was injured in those shootings. Around the same time police were responding to shots fired in Trenton, Pennsylvania State Police say one of Upshur's family members notified them. Upshur told him he'd shot Kuhn in a hotel room.
The family member also said he was on a call with Upshur and heard him arguing with Kuhn earlier that night. A South Jersey man has been arrested, accused of ramming a police car and leaving an officer hurt when investigators say he was driving under the influence outside the Link during the Eagles game. Thomas Hershaft from Sewell, Gloucester County is facing charges including DUI and driving without a license. Police say the 45-year-old was speeding and driving recklessly down Patterson Avenue on Sunday. As cops tried to pull him over, they say he put his Mercedes-Benz in reverse and slammed into a patrol cruiser. An officer was treated for injuries at the hospital and released. State troopers assisted with the arrest. With President Donald Trump back in the White House, school districts everywhere are wondering what might happen with the Department of Education and the federal funding districts receive. Trump has previously said he wants to return education back to the states. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the story.
During a joint Senate and Assembly Education Committee hearing, legislators listened to the concerns of educators and school administrators about potential budget cuts under the Trump administration. Trenton Assistant Superintendent of Schools Hope Grant says a loss in federal funding would impact many of the programs and resources they use to provide equity to economically disadvantaged families.
In order to make our children ready for school, we've had to go into the homes and provide support for those homes, especially post-COVID, in order to support our families so that they can provide the structure and homes for our children to be successful in schools.
Others speaking at the hearing said losing federal funding would lead to significant layoffs, cutting of free or reduced lunches, and other needed resources and programs like high-impact tutoring, ESL education, and mental health services. It was quite the surprise for students at a Philadelphia school Tuesday when they were rewarded for their reading prowess with a visit from five Phillies players. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The Phillies-themed school assembly was the prize for kids at St. Mary Interparochial School at 5th and Locust for their performance in the Fanatic About Reading program. The contest challenges pre-K through 8th grade students to read at least 15 minutes a day. Principal Jada Puglisi says her students did way better than that.
Some students, you know, were reading 30 minutes a day. Some students were reading above and beyond that.
The Fanatic frolicked among the kids, and then Phil's reliever Orion Kirkering read from one of the Fanatic's children's books.
The Fanatic and his friends played baseball all day.
While his teammates Cody Clemens, Buddy Kennedy, Christopher Sanchez, and Weston Wilson acted out the parts, Kirkering said he enjoyed this year's performance more.
Oh, super fun. It was a lot better this year since I wasn't all by myself. How it was last year was just me and Fanatic.
That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.